Previously on Lost.
Hey, look. You have a message. Gone on the raft.
When they get rescued, they can contact your family.
Michael! Jen! Help her home!
We're on a plane. Sydney to Los Angeles.
Flight 815.
Right.
Back up!
Coming out! Everything's going to change.
Mo?
Everything's going to change. Have a cluckety cluck cluck day, Hugo.
Early. You fell asleep?
No, I was just resting my eyes.
Numbers are written right there.
Yeah, I remember the numbers.
Locke went back to the beach, so I'll be taking the next shift.
Awesome.
Jack told me about your job. At least we have jobs again, right?
Great for us.
Ain't life grand? What I wouldn't give for a cup of water right now.
나를 올려줘. 어서. 포기하지 마!
No way! No more human pyramids. Just forget it.
Hey! 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 Let us out of here!
No!
Just, hey!
Chill! Every minute I spend down here is another minute my boy is still out there.
Well, let me break it down for you, Mikey. Right now, Rambina and her buddies are trying to figure out what to do with us. Until they make up their damn mind, there ain't nothing we can do.
Okay, 상처가 아주 심해 보여.
Why don't you pee on it?
Grab the rope. Please.
Climb the rope, or I shoot your friend.
Hmm.
You next.
Don't do it. She's bluffing. Gun's only got one bullet. She ain't gonna waste it.
Ow! Son of a bitch! Oh! God!
Grab the rope.
You want me, Hot Lips? Gonna have to come down here and get you. Bitch.
Whoever has those numbers has won or will share in a near-record jackpot.
That's right, Mary Jo, because this is the 16th week without a winner.
Hugo! Hugo! Hugo, wake up! Wake up!
Stop! Ow! Ow, Mom, stop! I just slipped.
Slip sitting down. Is it your heart?
Mom, I'm fine.
You're lying. I always know, because you don't look me in the eye.
I'm not lying.
Then tell me, what happened? Huh? Huh?
It must have been something I ate.
Yes, it must be something you ate, because you eat basura, and you don't exercise.
I do exercise.
Falling down is not exercise. The only time you move is to lift the drumstick from the bucket. Every day is the same thing, Hugo. Work, TV, chicken. You have to change your life, Hugo. You think someone else will change it for you? Maybe if you pray every day, Jesus Christ will come down from heaven, take 200 pounds and bring you a decent woman and a new car. Yes, Jesus can bring you a new car.
Maybe I don't want to change. Maybe I like my life.
Oh, that must be Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. He wants to know what color car you want.
Hurley, all right, mate? We need to have a little chat. Don't worry, Mummy's off for a walk, so it's just you, me, and the baby. Spill it.
Spill what?
The hatch.
What's in it? Nothing really.
You've been out there an entire day and night.
Looking at nothing?
Well, I guess it's kind of like a bunker. You know, from World War II. Only newer.
And what's in it?
I don't know.
But somehow you know it's a bunker.
Well, I guess someone told me.
You gonna lie to me? You gonna lie to the baby?
Dude, look, I never lie.
Oh, and the time you told me you were worth $150 million.
It's $156 million.
I'm sorry. I must have confused it with the $900 trillion I am worth myself. And this baby's made of chocolate lollipops, so if you'll excuse us, I'm gonna flap my wings and fly off this island.
Hey, Rose.
Hey, what's up?
So, doing laundry, huh?
Indeed I am. You want to hand me those dirty clothes over there? Thank you.
Don't you want to know what happened?
What happened?
You know, out there, everyone's asking me what's in the hatch.
What's your business, honey?
Don't you want to know?
Well, whatever it is, it's not going to help get this laundry done, now is it?
Well, actually, it sort of is.
It's around here somewhere.
Someone actually lived down here?
Uh-huh.
Well, what is it for?
It's kind of a long story.
Hurley, who else did you tell?
No one. I swear. Dude, it's a big job. I needed help.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, Rose.
She's cool. She won't tell anyone.
Honey, I don't even know what I would say.
Time before we have to tell everyone what we found down here. So, you know what to do?
Inventory all of it and figure out how we make it last.
And in the meantime, nobody gets anything. No exceptions. That's your responsibility, Hurley. Okay?
What's that?
You don't want to know. Dharma Initiative salad dressing. Ranch composite. Sounds tasty.
Apollo bars.
You ever hear of these?
Mm-mm. Candy is candy. That's what Bernard always says. Talk about a sweet tooth. That man has a mouth full of sweet teeth.
Bernard, that was your husband?
Is my husband.
Oh, but I thought it was in the back of the plane. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
No, that's okay. Don't feel bad. Bernard is fine. I know him. You want to get the can to her?
Everyone's going to hate me, Rose.
No, that's just plain silly. You're about the only one on this island that everybody loves.
Well, that'll change.
Hey, you guys happen to find any shampoo in here?
Yeah, there's some right over here.
Kate, you can't take it.
Thanks, Hurley.
It's just one bottle.
It's where it starts.
Welcome to Mystery Flux. Can I take your order?
Hey, Hugo. You okay, man?
Yeah. Fine.
Ray, my office. Now.
You want to tell me something, Ray?
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah?
This is last night's surveillance tape.
Grace?
You owe the company for an 8-piece dark meat combo.
I didn't eat 8 pieces.
Do you want to watch the whole tape? Oh, and while you're here, how many times do I got to tell you those napkins cost money? All right, it's 2 per customer. 2.
We're not made of money here, Mr. Cluxraise. I'm not made of money. Are you made of money? Because if you're made of money, maybe you don't want to work here. So, get it together.
What, is that a problem, Raise?
Dude, I quit.
Oh my god.
Dude, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, Randy's losing his brain in there.
Well, you should get back in there. He'll have you scrubbing John's for the rest of the week.
Doubt it. I quit too. What? Looks like we got ourselves a day off. Who needs money when you got good looks?
Come out now. I saw you back at the rock, and then at the mangrove tree. In fact, I walked in a big circle. I'm not sure how you didn't realize it.
All right. You don't have to insult me.
You want to tell me why you've been following me, Charlie?
Quite simply, John. There are a lot of secrets around here. And I'm tired of being at the bloody kids' table. I got Claire's baby back. I didn't go swanning off to the Black Rock on the bloody A-team mission, but I would have. Someone had asked me. I think I'm entitled to some sodding answers around here.
What do you want to know?
How's it going?
It's not. On the other side of this door, there's more concrete. I'd say it's at least 8 to 10 feet thick.
You see this?
Interesting. Good thing this is titanium. Almost no magnetic attraction. But we're not going to get in up here.
Up here?
Perhaps we can go under it.
Grab the rope.
I ain't doing nothing till I know my friends are okay.
So we're friends now, huh?
Do it now, or the rope comes up.
Howdy, boys. Thanks for the rescue.
Everything is cool. We had a talk, and they believe we were on the plane, too.
Swell. Guess we can all sue Oceanic together.
What you got there?
Nothing.
You got a rock? You looking for some revenge? You got 3 seconds to drop it.
Oh, no.
1, 2.
Ah, hold.
Ow! Hey! It was... Ow!
Didn't say 3.
Ow! Shut up. When I tell you to do something, you do it. I say move, you move. I say stop, you stop. I say jump, what do you say?
You first.
You don't like the rules. I toss your ass back in the pit right now. You understand?
Stand.
Getting dark. We're moving out.
Moving out where?
What did I just tell you?
Sorry, I forgot. Just one thing, though. You hit me again, I'll kill you.
Let's go.
He pushed that button every 108 minutes.
He did indeed.
But how is that possible? I mean, didn't he sleep?
Don't know. Didn't get a chance to ask him.
And after all that time, he just off and left. I mean, why? Where'd he go?
Don't know. Tried to track him, but he didn't leave much of a trail. I guess he figured he found his replacements.
Meaning us?
Meaning us.
Huh. It sounds a bit nutty. Doesn't it?
It is what it is, Charlie.
And what happens if we don't push it?
We're not going to find out. I'm setting up a system. I'm still working on it, but it looks like it's going to be two-person shifts every 6 hours or so.
Shifts? Pushing a button.
Oh, and there's a record player.
What's Hurley been doing there?
He's in charge of the food.
Food? Hey, mate. Where you been?
Hey, I've been around.
I know, Hurley.
You know what?
I know about the food. Locke told me everything.
Yeah, well, Locke's lying.
Oh, yeah? Is he lying about the button we have to push every 108 minutes or the island will explode?
Not gonna explode.
Come on.
But Jack put me in charge. Like, I don't even
Is
want...
Is peanut butter?
What?
Peanut butter. Nutty, creamy, staple of children everywhere.
Yeah. A couple jars.
Brilliant. How about you give us one? For Claire.
No can do, man.
You're saying no to a nursing mother?
I like that.
Oh, it's exactly like that. You know, I never thought this had happened, but it did. You become one of them.
One of them?
Them. The man. Management.
I thought we were friends.
We changed, man.
You are everybody. You are everybody acting like a stupid when you're close. What nine?
Drive shaft.
Or like suck shaft.
Let me go
check out the headphones.
Sure. Headphones.
Hugo?
Starla.
Why are you chuckleheads at work?
We're currently exploring other opportunities.
You quit?
I did.
He's mixing it up today. He's off the rails. Somebody get a straitjacket.
Hey, can I try those on?
You're messing with my worldview here, Hugo. You're my rock. I mean, if you quit your job, the next thing you know, bees will stop making honey. And flowers will die. And hell, the whole damn thing will fall apart.
So, Starla.
Oh. Sorry. Well...
The whole steady's playing the Troubadour this weekend, and I was wondering, maybe Friday?
I have to work.
Oh, no, I didn't...
I could probably go Saturday. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's totally cool.
Dude, you've been crushing on this girl for months and doing nothing. Today, you're freaking Fabio. Seriously, man, what has gotten into you?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask her out before.
Before what?
Nothing.
This is the last duct. I believe we're under the area where we began.
They poured concrete all the way down here, too.
Just as thick.
Maybe there's a way around it. What was all this stuff?
My best guess? It's a geothermal generator behind this wall. That's the power source. Careful with these pipes. They're very hot.
That's it. Nothing. It's blocked.
So what do you think, Saeed?
What do I think about what, Jeff?
This place. The computer. And what do you think is going on?
The last time I heard the concrete being poured over everything in this way was Chernobyl.
Did you hit something?
I don't think so. It's coming from over there.
I'm gonna check it out.
Shower.
Let's see if it works.
How was it?
Pressure stopped and it kind of went cold at one point and smelled a little bit like sulfur, but it was a shower.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You could use one.
Maybe a little later.
I'll leave the shampoo for you. I'm Libby.
Michael.
How many of you? You know, on the other side of the island.
When we left? Around 40? How many of you survived?
23 of us.
Are you all right?
Now you give a damn.
I said I'm sorry. It was a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding is when you bring me lemonade instead of iced tea.
I said no talking.
He was talking to me.
We're here.
What are you gonna do, beam us up?
They were.
Hi, son.
What's wrong?
I found something out in the water, and I told Shannon about it, and, you know, we thought you should know it.
It's the messages from the raft.
We thought you should decide what to do.
Why'd you tell Charlie, man?
Because he asked, Hugo.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have. You should have listened to me about coming down your period. Now it's all going to change. Everything.
Change is good, Hugo.
You know, people say that, but it's not true, man. Trust me, I know. And guess who gets to be the bad guy? Who has to say, no, you can't have peanut butter for the cute blonde and her poor island baby. You know who? It's me. You know what? I'm not going to do it. Find someone else to deal with the chow, man.
No, we all have our jobs, Hugo. My job is to convince people to push a button every 108 minutes without them knowing why or what. Want to trade?
I don't want to do this, man.
Yeah, I've had a lot of jobs I didn't want to do. I still did them. I'm sorry, Hugo. You don't get to quit.
Okay, then.
Okay, we're good.
This is genius.
No, no, I don't laugh, dude. More of an angle.
Hey!
Run!
Anything else you want to do tonight, you better let me know now. Because our day off is just about over, Huggy Bear. In about 10 hours, we're going to have to find ourselves some new employment. I hear a pizza bin is hiring, or we could try our luck at Gyrorama. But I do kind of dig the chick who works at the bin.
Dude, promise me something.
Okay, what?
Promise me that no matter what happens, we'll never change. This will never change.
Okay. Oh, I know what this is about. I know why you've been acting so weird lately. You're getting that stomach stapling surgery thing, aren't you?
I'm not getting surgery.
Come on, man, it's cool. I mean, I could still be all surprised. I could be like, oh, ooh, my, Hurley, wow, is that you?
Listen, Johnny, I'm serious. Promise me that you and I will always stay the same.
I'll do you one better. Not only will I stay gold, Pony Boy, I will drink to it.
Can I borrow $2?
What you got there, Hurley?
It's dynamite.
Dynamite? Well, what are you doing with it?
I'm sorry, but I can't let it happen again.
Why is there a news crew here?
Dude, we shouldn't go here.
do, let's go. The ejector price is here.
Maybe somebody got shot.
Why are you doing this, honey?
Look, just get out of here, Rose.
But you're gonna hurt somebody.
Not if I do it from outside the door. It's thick. And I'll make sure there's nobody around first. So please, will you just go?
Uh-uh. You haul me off of the beach and you drag me into this place. The least I can get is an explanation before you blow it up.
You don't get it. This is gonna mess it all up. Dude, somebody won the lottery.
Let me tell you something, Rose. We were all fine before we had any potato chips. But now we got these potato chips. And everyone's gonna want them. So Steve gets them. Charlie's pissed. But he's not pissed at Steve. He's pissed at me.
That's the guy. That's the guy.
And I'm gonna be in the middle of it. And then it's gonna be, what about us? Well, why didn't I get any potato chips? Come on, help us out, Hurley. Well, why'd you get Kate the shampoo? And why didn't I get the peanut butter? Then they'll get really mad and start asking, why does Hugo have everything? Why should he get to decide? Then they'll all hate me.
I don't know what to do.
The inventory's done. This is the only way.
Are you serious?
Dude, there's enough food in there to feed one guy 3 meals a day for another 3 months. We have 40 people. It's just not gonna work.
If you put me in charge, this is what we're doing.
Okay. Okay? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
back where you guys, where you came from. Is there a woman named Rose there?
Black chick in her 50s.
Is she okay?
Yeah, man. She's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Michael. I'm Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I'm Bernard.
Thank you.